Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Cherokees was not always there. So they would call it Anindiga, which meant we the people. And all the tribes started naming themselves, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we the people. Because that was the first line of the Iroquois Constitution. So when the Constitution was set up here as a remembrance of who they are, most of the Native Americans in their own dialect named the tribe we the people. As a group, because we all had to unite to survive.
And attesting to this fact, Congress passed House Resolution 331, the Iroquois Confederation established the United States Constitution.
What they don't mention is that there were already people here, there was black people already in America, which are the parents of all those people from different parts of Africa.
So most of us were shipped from America to Africa and Europe, contrary to popular belief.
Indigenous people of this land. The Chinese came in, mixed in with them, and produced what you're calling Native Americans today or Indians. And the Caucasian gave them all our rights.
Right.
Now they're walking around saying Cherokee, Choctaw, Seneca, Cheyenne, and we're walking around saying African, African, African.
Do you want to claim one part or the whole thing, Khalid Muhammad?
We got to go up against the world and tell them who the hell we are and stop letting them tell us who we are. They didn't change who we are in the last 100 years, 5 different times. We were nigger, Negro, Afro-American, now African-American.
We have invented the nigger. I didn't invent him. White people invented him.
And as long as you keep saying you're Negroes and accept organizations like the NAACP, you will never have rights to what is rightfully yours. You with me? But the moment you start saying, I am an indigenous person, sovereign, I belong to a sovereign nation, they can't do jack with it. Because they have admitted in their textbooks that they came to America, and when they got here, people were already here. And all you're saying to them is, correct, I am of the people that was already here when you got here.
Choctaws of America Network, Solar, Photovoltaics, and Safety Class 3. All right. So this is the third episode on photovoltaics, solar photovoltaics, or solar PV and safety. All right. As always, I like to thank the podcasters for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information to my people and to the world. Okay? Say, that being said, we're going to hop right in it. Okay? This is basically going to be a review of all the material that we went over to reach this point of day 3 on the show and give you, you know, just a little insight kind of deeper and get you more familiarized and get me more familiarized with this information dealing with solar panel insulation So I'm going to read from page one of my notes, so that way it just kind of give you a runaround of what we've been going over in class, okay? Design was day one, all right? Day four was just completed, okay, for the class. Day one was design, okay? So we went over the basic design of modules, right? And where they will be placed at, okay? So it's like kind of looking at the blueprint, right? Okay, knowing where to put and where to place solar panel modules and solar arrays, okay? Because you have, there's a certain standard. There are certain requirements you have to meet in order to install solar panels on your roof. You just cannot go up there and install a solar module, okay, system on your roof. You have to actually have a qualified, competent person, right, who has the authority and the qualification to install the solar system, okay? But we're speaking upon design, okay? So let's deal with design. We're going to go some requirements that must be met for every module, okay? First, we're going to go over there are two types of modules. There's mono, crystalline, solar cell on a module, and then there's polycrystalline on a module. Now, the difference between these two solar cell modules is that the monocrystalline is what? It's made of a circle shape, okay, solar cell. And the polycrystalline is made up of a rectangle, all right? And the poly is more, non-efficient, okay? So it's a little less efficient than mono, which is the circle solar cells. So mono is more efficient, but it's also more expensive. So remember that, mono and poly, two different kind of solar cell modules, okay? And we're speaking upon design. So 30 degrees to the south is the preferred area, right? You want to have these modules in place. And also, you must take into account, there's also two different types, two standard types of modules. There's areas. There's residential and commercial. Okay, so it's always going to be a different standard for residential than commercial, because commercial is a little bit larger, okay, on a larger mass production scale. So modules must be 3 inches above the rooftop area in a residential. On a commercial roof, they must be 6 inches. This is regulation, okay? And we're still dealing with design, right? Let's remember. And we're also speaking the language, becoming familiarized with the language. And we're also going to go into some of the formulas and, you know, dealing with the frequencies and the amps, right, the intensity. We're going to deal with the voltage and the power, which is the wattage, okay? Energy is also kilowatt per hour. That's the energy term, okay? We also must take into account that these modules will get about 5.5, we'll round it off and just say 5 hours of direct solar radiation. Remember that. And there's something called solar noon, okay? Solar noon is when it's different. You think noon is at 12 o'clock. There's something called solar noon. And solar in the solar world or industry. Okay. Solar noon is about 2 o'clock, you know, about 1:30, 2 o'clock area. All right. Well, it's a little bit different than the, you know, the regular commercial noon at 12 o'clock. Okay. And again, we are going over design, right? But yes, we're going to also get into, like I said, the items and the materials, all of the separate working parts that I put together to create a solar panel system, okay? So first of all, there's the roof, right? And remember, it must be 3 inches above the rooftop area in residential and 6 inches in commercial. So there's the roof first. And then what's going to go on top of the roof first is something called a standoff, okay? And then once the standoff is installed on the roof, there's going to be racking, okay? And this is where the modules will be placed on, right? And once these modules have been installed on the racking, there's going to add on a DC disconnect. And there's going to be something called a system inverter. After that, it's going to be an AC disconnect, because remember, DC in, AC out. Then there's going to be an electrical panel. Then there's going to be the utility meter. And finally, the sunlight converted into energy, into electrical current, will find its way into the utility grid. Okay? Remember this. And again, the sun at solar noon will generate 1,000 watts. Okay, we'll generate 1,000 watts per 10 square feet, all right? So that's also something to remember. And I'll be right back.